Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by the senator from Boone County, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Father, we thank you for another day of life and breath and for the opportunity that we have to serve the people of Missouri in this beautiful building. We are humbled by the scope of our calling and the depth of the impact every decision we make has on those we serve. We are grateful today for a new morning, and we are even more grateful for the new mercies you are extending to us each this day. As we return home to our families, give us eyes to see and ears to hear the chances we have in our communities to love those who need love and care for those who need a little extra attention. Our hope rests not in the decisions that we make here, but in your everlasting truth and grace. In your name we pray these things. Amen.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, first extra session, third day, Friday, June 25th, 2021. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. May the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as it hasn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading in the journal be waived, but it be approved as though being fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills, Senator from Callaway County.
I seek unanimous consent to offer gratitudes.
Hearing.
To a point of personal privilege.
The senator from Callaway requests a point of personal privilege. Senator from Callaway, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to thank all of the people involved with getting the journal finished so that we had the opportunity to not have to come back in again. I know it was yeoman's work, and we are so very grateful for all of you that worked on that. Thank you, Mr.
Let's
President.
Show our appreciation to the great staff who always take care of us. And that goes for the men and ladies behind these walls you don't see right now as well. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business and reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 3, Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar. Bill is Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1, the Senator from Andrew County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
This is the bill that we just recently perfected about an hour and a half ago.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the second, are you seeking recognition? Senator from the second, proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is an embarrassment. It's a betrayal of our pro-life principles, and it keeps the spigot of money to Planned Parenthood going for three more years. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the third read motion offered by the Senator from Andrew County. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I renew my motion and close.
The Senator from Andrew County renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1, an act relating to MoHealthNet. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Aye. Senator from the 4th, votes aye. Senator from the 23rd, votes aye. By your vote of 28 aye and 5 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we do have a few bills that we have to second read, so we will do that before adjournment, but there is no more formal business before us today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business, second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to Mo Health Net.
Rules, orders, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to emergency powers.
Rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to contagious disease.
Rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, at 1 p.m.